Chapter 11. Helen Sandberg decided she liked Colonel Carter. He spoke clearly, he explained his ideas carefully, and he listened to what she said. He did not try to be difficult because she was a woman. Best of all, they had made a plan together. A good plan, she thought. It could really work. Perhaps. She looked at her watch. 2:23. Right, Colonel. Get your men ready. I'll send the first prisoner down to you when they arrive. But where are they? Michael, have they arrived yet?
No, Prime Minister. Not yet.
Then where the hell are they? Can you get Inspector home on the car radio?
They're trying, Prime Minister.
Michael spoke into the telephone. Colonel Carter left the room, and Helen walked up and down slowly, watching the clock. 2:24, 2:25, 2:26. They've got him, Prime Minister. He says one of the cars has had an accident in the rain. He thinks he can be here in 10 minutes. Michael looked up. There was no smile on his face at all now. 10 minutes? What's he driving, a police car or a bicycle? Helen banged her fist on the table. We've got 4 minutes left. Okay. I want to talk to the hijackers. Get them on the radio. She sat down at the table while Michael called the plane. Colonel Carter came in and stood behind her. A voice came on the radio.
Well, Mrs. Sandberg, where are our brothers?
They're coming, said Helen.
They'll be here in 10 minutes.
That is too late. I gave you half an hour. Your husband will die in 4 minutes.
Helen pressed her hands flat on the table, so hard that the ends of her fingers went white.
Please don't do that, she said.
I am sorry, Mrs. Sandberg, but if my brothers are not here in 4 minutes, your husband will die.
Don't you want to see your brothers? She asked quickly.
I promise you, if you kill my husband, you'll never see them again.
There was a pause while no one spoke. Then the radio answered.
4 minutes, Mrs. Sandberg.
Helen spoke clearly, slowly, and loudly. She filled her voice with all the anger she had in her body.
Listen, you murderer. I need just 10 minutes to get your brothers to this airport. Then I will send them to the plane. But if you kill my husband or anyone else, then I promise you that your brothers will die on the tarmac in front of that plane. Is that what you want? Or will you wait 10 minutes?
There was another longer pause. Helen stared out into the night. She did not see anything.
All right. 10 more minutes. Thank you. Now there is one more thing. The passengers. What about them? You must set them free before I send your brothers to the plane.
The voice on the radio laughed.
Because you are a woman. Do you think all men are stupid like your husband? Send me our brothers, then refuel the plane, and then I will send you the passengers.
No, answered Helen.
She looked at Colonel Carter.
This is how we will do it. I will send you one of your brothers, and then you must send me the passengers. When we have all the passengers, then we will refuel the plane and send you your other brother.
The voice laughed again.
Do you think you are buying cheap fish from a child in the market? Send us one brother, then, and we will send you 100 passengers. Refuel the plane and send us the other brother, and we will send you the other passengers. But the pilot and your husband must come with us to another country. We will set them free later.
Helen looked at Colonel Carter. There was the beginning of a smile on her face. She could see that he agreed with her. She waited for a moment longer to worry the hijacker.
"Is it agreed, woman? Or do I kill your husband now?"
"I agree. I will send your first brother to you in 10 minutes."